What's up, guys? Before the episode, I want to talk to you guys about our boys over at 12OunceSportsRadio.com. They have hooked us up. We go live every single Thursday. They replay us all the time, as well as all kinds of other awesome podcasts. Two Man Band, Scout Team, Girls Beer Sports, Big Blue Views, our boy PC Tunney doing the Daily Dozen. If you like what we're doing at BSR, you will love these other shows as well. And they hooked us up with our own BSR blog. You can find it at 12OunceSportsRadio.com. Click articles up at the top of the page and you'll see it. Welcome back. BSR, we are the Basement Sports Report. Coming live, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's a Wednesday. It's freezing cold up here. Ooh.
Crack one.
I am Clayton Windsor. With me is Dan Bertzik. Bertzik, how you doing today, brother?
A lot better now.
Oh, ice cold 1903 vintage. The Miller High Life. The champagne of beers and the official beer of
BSR. The official unofficial sponsor
of BSR. We're going to drink it. Send us some beer.
We're going to drink it regardless.
Send us some damn beer.
Hook us up. We plug this product.
We do.
Weekly.
Speaking of another plug, shout out to 12 Ounce Sports.
Yes.
Hooking us up with the blog. Shout out to our boys over at Chair Shot, too.
Appreciate 12 Ounce Sports is putting in work. I'm impressed, honestly.
I like their effort.
Their effort's huge. Yeah, they're getting a lot of good shows, getting the blog going now, getting us a hookup, getting some interviews set up.
No doubt.
It's quality.
So
I like it.
Just to tease it a little bit, next week they set us up with a really special interview. Guy by the name of Natrell Jamerson, a very talented young talent, all Big Ten. He was Big Ten Player of the Week 1 week last year, and he is a safety out of Ocala, Florida, but he went to school right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And he is declaring for the draft and getting ready to go to the combine, right?
I'm excited. We're going to interview a guy that can maybe give us a little insight of the process, right?
Yeah.
We hear about these college kids all the time prepping for the draft, prepping for the NFL. We get to talk to one. It's going to be a cool experience.
You know, we get to ask what it's like to be a football player on campus at Madison as well. We're going to get in his head a little bit. So his name's Natrell Jamerson. Shout out to you. Appreciate you signing up and coming on the show with us. It's going to be fun. So also, the BSR blog is up, 12OunceSportsRadio.com. Myself, Bertzik, going to contribute a little bit, as well as it's kind of being spearheaded and kind of being taken over. It's kind of the insider's baby, and that's Tuna the Fish, that's Hunter Beebe, our college football insider, and that's Boston. He's the representative for obnoxious Boston fans everywhere.
Like, we don't hear enough of Boston over the audio waves. If you don't get enough Boston on this show, here's your outlook.
You know he's going to contribute.
Yeah.
And
we
appreciate the hell out of all three of you. Again, 12OunceSportsRadio.com. Click on articles and you'll find us there. And the NBA All-Star Game has come and passed.
Yes, it has.
It was electric.
Did you watch?
I watched probably the last half.
Okay.
But there was one part of the game you couldn't miss.
Here we go.
Can you see?
Put your hand over your heart.
I apologize.
The dawn's early light.
You're like, oh.
What's
it's not a bad start, right?
Then
you're like, okay, she's going
to jazz it up a little bit.
Jazz it up. I haven't abandoned it yet.
Not yet.
I'm still with it right now.
They add the music in the background. Kind of nice. She's all right.
We watched, whoa,
so gallantly. Definitely not the best I've ever heard.
It's not the best.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Jazzing it up.
This is where it goes downhill.
Does that star spangled banner yet way?
This is where you're losing me, Fergie.
And it's where they start to show some of the players just kind of laughing.
When the players are visibly reacting to
and
this.
And then Jimmy Kimmel laughing
is
what they show on the camera. But the crowd
That's a courtesy applause, isn't it?
The crowd gave it
It's a courtesy applause. Have you ever not applauded the national anthem?
Oh, God.
Here we go.
That was tough. God bless America.
Let's play some basketball. Let's do it.
That was tough.
Stop.
Hey, whoa.
Whoa, stop.
So, yeah, stop. Don't. And Fergie took a big L for that one.
Scale of 1 to 10. What do you put that at?
I put that at like a 3. 2 or 3. That's, I mean, I'd give anybody a 5. But I feel like a 2.5.
Did you get to see it live?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
I did, and it was like, what's going on
here? Did you know watching it live that Twitter was going to react the way it did?
No. I knew that there would be critics for sure. I didn't think it would just blow up into this firestorm. All right.
What I'll say, too, is if you listen to BSR and you don't have a Twitter account, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just go to twitter.com/... Podcast BSR.
It's electric.
It's great.
It's electric.
So the players are laughing at her.
Yeah. It's embarrassing, right?
The memes were crazy.
Do you feel bad for Fergie?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not.
She said it missed its mark.
And she said, I
she missed the mark.
I tried my hardest.
She said she tried
to. Do you feel bad?
I do and I don't.
You're a softie, dude.
I know Boston's going to ridicule me because he says I'm the biggest hater around. But I do and I don't. Like, look, I give her major props because
she was... Just for getting up there and singing.
It is legitimately one of, if not the hardest song to sing live in front of an audience because most of the time it's a cappella and there isn't really like... a beat or a tune to follow, right? You just go up there and you just sing.
You know
it.
The beat. You got to be able to knock it out of the park.
It is. That's a lot of pressure, right?
I think she tried to do a little too much.
She tried too hard?
Just do it normal.
Just sing it.
Just
sing it. And if you want to, hit that last note and just give her and hold it for an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you get the people going, right?
Gets the people going.
So this inspired me on the way home today. I was listening to...
turned the radio off and you sang the national anthem.
I did not. Right, but right. I thought of a question. And now the national anthem, you failing on the national anthem is one of like the biggest public embarrassments you can get in sports, right? Is it not? Right? Is it not? Because I'm thinking about it. So, I'm going to give you 4 options, and you need to tell me if you had to be one of those guys, which do you want to be?
Okay.
You are absolutely bombing the national anthem at a major sporting event. I'm talking
Super Bowl, NBA All Star Game.
Yes, 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 yes.
World Series.
Any of those? Yes. Okay. So you're bombing it at one of those, or bases loaded, Game 7 World Series.
And you strike out looking?
You strike out looking.
Yeah.
Bat on your shoulder.
That's tough.
Or game-winning touchdown, wide open.
You drop it.
It's hitting you in the numbers. You drop it in the Super Bowl. Or the final one, Game 7 of the finals, You're down one, and you're at the line. Two free throws with like a half second left to play. You hit the free throws, you win.
Yeah, and you miss them both.
You miss them both.
And it's
you don't even tie it. You don't even go to overtime.
I think I would rather be the guy that, and this is so tough. This is so tough. Dude.
We're going to put a poll up.
Because I got to be honest, you don't want to be any of these guys.
You don't want to be any of these guys.
And this one would hurt the most.
Okay.
This one would hurt the most.
You're going to be the guy going down looking, aren't you?
I'm going to go down looking, and then I'm going to turn around, and
you're
going
to argue
in the umpire's ass.
You have to, because it's the only way to save face. Because you know you just got rung up.
I can think of one other scenario.
Okay.
And it's because it's freezing ass cold outside. And I haven't been able to golf.
Okay.
But you're about to win a major.
And you're like a 6-inch putt and you cup it.
Yeah. And then you lose.
One of those gimmies. It's a little tapper and you cup it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even just a three foot up and, you know, up and down. And you miss it. Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to go down looking and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to chastise that up. That
getting in his ass.
He's getting that's, a piece of my mind.
You know what I mean? That's kind of the way to go. I was thinking the only other most embarrassing thing is to get dunked on and you
hilarious.
Fall and like you hurt yourself and you get knocked out of the
game. But
and no fouls called.
You're just trying to make a play.
LeBron wins the MVP.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
I'm not.
I hate it. But I'm not surprised.
Anthony Davis, another storyline. Anthony Davis wearing Boogie Cousins' jersey.
I thought that was cool.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Another storyline. Devin Booker, three point shooting champ.
Yes, and I watched NBA Saturday night. This is the third year in a row I have watched it because I love the skills competition.
I didn't watch
the skills comp
or the dunks, but I watched the 3-point competition. And Booker killed
it. He killed it.
I had Klay Thompson winning it all the way to the end,
and
he was the closest.
And Thompson put up a fight, but it was like the third rack or something. He missed a few, and it was too little too late to catch up at the end. But the dunk contest, honestly, it was one of my favorite in recent memory. Yeah, I thought most of the dunks were cool, and one of the biggest thing, you had a few guys that missed, but just about every one of them hit it on their second try if they didn't throw it down on their first. I hate the guys that go out there.
You don't want to see these guys miss either.
They miss 2-3 times, and then it's like, oh, I'm just going to kind of dunk it in so I can get a score. It's like, no, come on. Or if you try a really cool dunk and you fail it twice and then you hit it the third time, it's not that cool anymore.
Takes the allure away.
Yeah.
And I saw you attempt this multiple times.
Yeah. So these guys came out, and a few of them threw down some pretty gnarly dunks first try.
And the crowd was star-studded.
Yeah.
I mean, just to name some, Kevin Hart, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chance the Rapper put his hands in his face when Fergie was singing.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look.
The actor from Black Panther, I don't know his name. Chris Tucker, Jimmy Kimmel, DJ Khaled, and Odell Beckham all in attendance. The All-Star Game is always like that, right?
It's always a huge
more so
public
than
event.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
More so than even, you know, these celebrities aren't on display at the Pro Bowl. You know, and it's
Let me ask you this. Do you think the NBA has a bigger celebrity following, or is it more publicized?
I think it's a little more of an intimate venue.
Okay.
Because it's indoor, and you've got these people courtside.
Front row. You see courtside. Them. They're not in a luxury box in the top of Lambo.
They're courtside.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a little more intimate. You got LeBron and you got your stars going over and saying hi to these guys and saying hey to their kids. And it's a little more intimate, I think, is why.
What did you think of the fact that it wasn't East versus West, that they drafted teams?
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
But I also felt like, well, as much as I could say that the teams weren't even, I mean, it came down to the last possession.
Yeah.
The other thing about the draft is they're saying next year it's going to be televised.
I think it should be.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's stupid to have it done kind of in the locker room behind closed doors. Like, why wouldn't you televise that?
I think it'd be really, really – that's something I would watch.
Televise it. I don't care. Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right before the game. You don't know who you're playing with.
That's wild. Yeah,
right after the dunk contest, you're drafting your teams. You don't know who you're playing with.
That's pretty. Little that's
pickup,
a good
little pickup.
That's yeah. a good take. Yeah. I like that. Let's move on. Let's go to the Olympics. Told you I was going to pull the medal count up. I know that our American bobsledders took silver today, and I know that one of our, was it cross-country skiers? Took gold?
That I'm not sure of.
In an electric finish.
Okay. I know Lindsey Vonn took a bronze.
She went last night. Now, what's your take on Lindsey Vonn? She lost the Super G,
yep.
and then she took bronze. Granted, 10 years older than most of these other athletes yeah. in the sport.
The Super G one, I wasn't as surprised about. The thing I was surprised about, and I guess I didn't know, is they didn't get practice runs in the Super G.
Okay.
Like, they just had to kind of observe the hill.
And go.
And go. And she was first out of the gate. So she actually kind of misjudged the final turn and went way wide, saved it. But that's kind of what hurt her time in the yeah. Super G. But, if you're one of the riders, you have the benefit of going last. You get to learn what all these other riders did on their way down. They got coaches. They got spotters, telling them all this stuff. So she kind of went out there blind, which she said she was fine with, but still, I was impressed that they're not doing 100 runs down these before they do it.
What do you care most about when it comes to the medal count?
Is golds.
It all about
it's
golds,
all about the
or
golds.
Is it all about total medals?
To me, it's all about the golds. What about you?
We have 6 gold medals.
Yeah, it's not
that's
enough.
It's not
enough.
That's tied for 4th.
Okay.
With the Netherlands. Norway leads with 13 gold medals.
Okay.
They also lead
total.
With total medals with 33 total.
And I think we're like
US
6th or 7th, right?
16.
Yeah. So they've doubled us in medals.
They've doubled us. So yeah. Needless to say, we're kind of getting our asses kicked.
And
as much as we're going to sit here and talk about it, I'm very passively interested.
Okay, and I was going to ask you this. Does this matter? As a sports fan,
the Olympics,
does this bother you when you look at this? Are you disappointed in how the U.S. is doing?
Disappointed, but it's not disappointed. I'm just like, man, I wish we were doing better. I think the Olympics is a pride thing. It's
yeah.
You're proud of where you're from. You're representing the flag. It's a proud moment. And I think it's not proud when you look at the golds and the totals and Canada is beating us.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
neighbor to the north is kicking our
mm-hmm.
ass.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're beating France. We're beating Sweden. We're beating a lot of other, countries that you would think would do really well.
Tony Kornheiser, shout out to him, had an interesting take on PTI.
He's listening.
He said, America, the only winter events that America's winning is the shit that we made up in the X Games. We're winning snowboard gold.
Yeah.
We're winning, all these freestyle, slope style
the shit
medals.
Sean White's upside down
yeah.
up in the air.
But when it comes to the other, biathlon, like we
yeah.
were talking about.
Cross country, ski and
no,
shoot, bro.
No, but we're not, America's not winning that.
Yeah.
We don't do that, right? We do the X Games, and we're not flipping snowmobiles in the Olympics.
I like
Otherwise, we'd be taking straight golds.
I like the bobsledding. Get a silver and bobsled. But the bobsledding I watched during lunch today, that was electric.
Bobsledding is pretty incredible.
I like curling. I could sit while I eat lunch and watch curling and be like, oh, yeah, that's a good block. It's a good block there.
Is it due to your shuffleboard experience in the local tavern?
Slinging some stones, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm from Florida. Shuffleboard is...
Oh, you guys do it on the floor.
That's major.
Yeah.
That's major. But...
Are you good with the shuffleboard?
No.
Okay. That's a retiree sport, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Old people play on the beach.
And they just wreck you?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Take
I
you
haven't
for all
played
your worth.
Since I was young, But to me, I can watch the curling. This is not electric, is figure skating. And
it's not,
prime
right?
time
yes.
every single night.
Yes.
I can't sit through it. I can't sit through it. I go to bed. I get up and go to bed.
Lipinski and General, whatever his name is,
me nuts.
They were going nuts over this dude. He's like, that's the 6th quad in this routine. Oh, my God. And, blowing up about it.
I don't care.
And I'm like, if you can do a quad, just go out there and just keep doing them. I don't
do
care about all the shimmy shakes in between.
Do a quad
yeah.
through a ring of fire.
Yeah.
or being chased by an animal of some sort. I want you being chased while you do this thing.
Or
you
if know, you...
It's like I put holes in random spots in the ice.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like,
but they
I
have need... to be covered with like...
snow or
something.
So I need elements of danger.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You do. I agree. Speed bumps.
I secretly watch.
I think they need to have different mounds just slightly raised, like now, an inch above the rest of the ice.
Now, I talked to our DFS and our gambling insider, Tuna the Fish, and he said, "You're tripping."
Is there a DFS figure skating? Is that what he's into?
I don't know, but he said, "You're tripping. The figure skating is awesome."
No.
I'm like, dude, you're a clown.
My God.
If you're tuning in every night for the figure
skating.
Go
write a blog about it. I want to hear why.
I need to know why. I need to know why. At podcast.
To me, this dude goes out there and he's like, "Oh, he did 6 quads. All right, we'll go out there and do a penta next time then. I want to see 5.
I'm very passively interested.
Yeah.
Passively I can watch it on my lunch break. Oh, I watched the first game out of however many when they curl, and then I went back to work. I did not check on it later.
You weren't National Signing Day balls deep into
it. I was balls deep.
Which,
since
we got you on, I don't like the shade you were throwing at Scotty, okay?
You have me on every week.
I don't like the shade that you guys are throwing at Scotty.
On two-man band?
When was the last time they were even a top 25 recruiting class?
When I was on two-man band?
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it. When have you heard local radio, local sports?
You know, I don't need you throwing it in my face,
talk
though.
Talk about
okay?
National Signing
I don't need
Day.
You throwing it in
it
my
just
face.
It doesn't
okay.
matter to them up here.
We were and, one game away from being in the playoffs last year.
And you might get to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
But you got to do it before anybody's going to come to school.
Don't
here.
Be shitting on us on two-man band, okay?
Sorry. Dude, triggered. Let's
don't
move
be
on.
Disrespecting my Badgers. The week before we're going to have a Badger on. Okay?
I wasn't disrespecting. I was just saying.
I'm just saying.
That National Signing Day on a sports media
just saying, I heard. When was the last time they were even in the top 25?
From a sports media perspective, they don't give a shit about National Signing Day.
I don't.
And that's what I was trying to. They were asking me, and I was like, honestly, these people up here don't care.
Do you know what I know about National Signing Day? The 30 minutes of coverage that you and Two-Man Band put on for me.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go over to some baseball talk. We got some moves. Red Sox get J.D. Martinez. Big bat. Definitely going to help them out. I think this was a little bit of an answer to the Yankees.
To Stanton.
And Stanton.
Okay.
What do you think?
Does this keep... I think it's definitely an answer.
It's got to be.
And I think it works. I think, to me, this keeps the Red Sox one step above.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees are catching the Red Sox.
Sure.
The Red Sox won the division. So, in my mind, the Yankees are doing what they have to do to catch the Red Sox. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is so they can keep up with the Yankees. No, the Yankees are trying to keep up with them. And what they did here is they just added another big bat to their arsenal.
Yeah.
And if you got a David Price that comes out firing.
Yeah.
This is a tough
Red Sox
team to beat.
You're
not just going to beat them by
dangerous.
Yeah, you're not just going to beat them by loading up on home runs in Yankee Stadium, right? You have to have more than just giant bats in
and
my
defense.
Opinion.
Yeah. I think this was for sure a level the playing field move. I still think the Yankees are in the driver's seat right now.
Okay.
Don't you
I think the Red Sox are.
I think the Yankees are now or as of right now, your favorite.
You think
they're
just
going to
outscore everybody? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, you got a guy in Jose Altuve coming out saying, I don't know why people are even talking about the Yankees. We're your champs.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Astros took it to everybody last year.
They did.
Now, the Yankees are one game away from going to the World Series, so you have to give them a credit on that.
Sure.
But they didn't go to the World Series, and they didn't win the World Series. So I don't know why everybody's crowning them.
I love Jose Altuve. Then you had a guy that was streaky in Aaron Judge. Great year. Rookie season.
He's always going to hit a lot of home runs.
We got to see what he's going to come back
with.
The
thing that J.D. Martinez brings is batting average, too. He's not just a power hitter. He's also going to get you base hits.
Let's talk about so the conversation continues around the Rays. Moving to Ybor City, move into the other side of the bridge into Tampa. That's not going to happen anytime soon. But my insiders have told me that companies are making moves that point to that this deal is going to happen. Kiermaier comes out and says that he's frustrated with the Rays offseason. They move Corey Dickerson, fucked him over, and then they took Jake, I think his name is said Odorizzi, starting pitcher, dealt him as well. They're dealing a lot of their players.
They are.
And a lot of people think Chris Archer is going to stay on the squad, but he's obviously a really, really desired
piece. I think
piece
he knows
right
that that's their blue chip trade right there.
If it's a fire sale, I think this ownership's looking to sell at some point.
Okay.
Maybe to stay right there in Tampa, but they're going to get everything they can before they do it. I would be frustrated with the moves they're making too if I was a player in that clubhouse.
Absolutely. You know they're not playing to win, but at the same point, I look at it as we as Brewers fans, we knew what the Brewers were doing, right?
For years now.
We were going to get prospects. We got rid of Gomez. We got rid of Lucroy. We got rid of these guys that were fan favorites.
And I heard from our Tampa Bay insider today, along with a couple other people, said that they are stacking prospects.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah. The one that I think is even more interesting, let's keep it down south there, the Marlins. Bryce Harper came out and commented on the Marlins' current situation just about like everyone else in the media has. The Marlins are blowing it up, right? They got rid of Stanton. They got rid of Yelich. They got rid of Ozuna.
Blowing it up.
They are blowing it up. So Bryce Harper, and you're a Harper guy, right?
Yeah, I like Bryce Harper.
He comes out and he basically praises them and says that he was shocked to see that they let go of all those guys. He says, you can't say enough about what Stanton did last year, what Yelich has done. I thought they were a great team. I thought they just had to add a couple more pitchers, and they would have been pretty dang good. So then Don Mattingly, the official manager of the Marlins and kind of the guy who has to – he's going to have to weather this storm of them getting rid of everybody and try to put together a competitive baseball team. He responds and says, that's not really his place to comment on us. He doesn't really know what goes on over here. He may think he does, but he doesn't. And he doesn't know what's going on over here and what the discussions are. He doesn't know our players, and we know them. He says, quote, take care of your business, and we'll take care of ours.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on there?
I think that the article I read said that when that accident happened, that boat accident, what was his name, Hernandez?
Mm-hmm.
I read that when that happened, the tide turned in Miami.
Oh, so you think it was like,
I think
that was a locker room.
Things started falling
apart.
Morale killer. I've read several articles that point at that moment as a turning point for that.
That's when they decided it's time to blow it up?
Or that's when the players kind of, you know,
they were ready to abandon ship?
They couldn't rally around. I don't have the words for it, but
they lost the clubhouse?
Everything I've read is that was a pivotal moment for that team.
Okay.
As far as, you know, Bryce Harper can say whatever he wants.
Yeah. He's going to be the most in-demand free agent in baseball in
and
a year.
You know he's going to end up in L.A. or in Chicago or playing for the Yankees. Ugh, or
don't you hate that?
Playing for the Red Sox or playing for Houston. He's going to end up with a major player.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
So do you think he's out of line commenting on the Marlins situation, or do you think Mattingly needs to just kind of focus on him? Why does this need to be a story?
Because there's nothing else going on in Miami.
Yeah,
there's
there
nothing
really
going
isn't.
On in sports.
There isn't.
I mean, we don't even get basketball until tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we've been 4 days without a Bucks game.
With just Olympic coverage. That's it.
It's tough, man. I'm ready for baseball season.
Yeah.
It's kind of the dog days. Thank God the Olympics is on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or else we might not podcast for a couple weeks. Do I think Harper's out of line? No. He can say whatever he wants. You know what I mean? If he was asked a question about the Marlins organization, or if he was asked a question that's where his mind went, then say whatever, you know?
And he was a proponent of, I'm not going to talk about my impending free agency.
He was.
If you guys ask any questions about that, I'm going to walk right out. I'm warning you guys. Mm-hmm. So I think this was just a situation of, well, we don't really have anything else to ask you then, so let's just talk about what's going on in baseball.
Yep. And that's one of the bigger stories is, man, Marlins are a fire sale,
aren't
they?
Marlins are really blowing it up, yeah.
Let's go to the biggest news in the major leagues right now, and that's these rule changes.
I swear to God. Okay.
What'd you think I was going to?
We'll get there.
Okay. Should we go there first? These pace of play changes.
I don't know if you heard what the Mets GM said this week.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there. He seems to think Tim Tebow will play in the majors.
That's what I thought the biggest news in the majors was going to be.
No, it's not, but we can start there if you'd like. Yeah.
Is Do that you take this seriously?
Something or nothing.
That is absolutely nothing. This is, it's still, I swear to God, to this day.
Bring him up.
It is a publicity stunt through and through. This guy is not going to be in the majors. Not unless they're just trying to sell jerseys.
We'll see.
You honestly think this guy is better than any other player that the Mets could throw out there at that position?
Well, first of all,
they don't have any better outfielders in their entire system.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay?
Okay.
So jot that down.
So jot that down.
Okay? A. B. He had a pretty productive season last year when he was down there. Am I going to call him a major league player? Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. He's only getting older. How old is he? He's got to be like 35 by now.
When the GM says something like that, he's no older than you and I.
You think he's 30?
I think he might be right around 30.
Okay.
29 or 30.
And you're going to break into the majors.
I'm saying... Okay.
I'm just asking.
So the GM coming out and saying this is just the dumpster fire continuing in the Mets organization. Last year you had Mr. Met flicking people off. The downward spiral continues.
Chris America is going to love this. He's going to love that once again, I got the Tebow haters on. You have more important things to worry about as a Mets organization. Exactly what you just said. You have a dumpster fire of an organization. Focus on that. Don't focus on the fact that one of these days Tim Tebow is going to be in the majors.
He might be
easy,
in the majors.
Bro. He's not going to be the answer here.
He might be the answer. let's go to the rule changes. Okay. What do you think about these pace of play changes going on?
I like it. I don't like that baseball backed off. I think they needed to really push more for the pitch count or pitch clock or whatever you want to say it is.
It's not a pitch. So the pitch clock was never on the table. It was the mound visits.
Correct. And I like that. It was what, 6 mound visits now?
On the 7th.
I'm okay with that.
You have to change pitchers.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
I think I do too, but because people are outraged.
I didn't consider, when I think mound visit, I think of the fat guy waddling out there to go talk to his.
Yep.
No, this includes
catchers.
The catcher running out there to chit-chat in between batters. And there's times where they do 2 or 3 mound visits for a batter.
They
can't get their signs going.
Especially late in the.
Yeah. It's like they can't get their signs going. They don't know what they want to throw at him. He's missing his mark. And they're getting out there and they're talking. Well, you know what? If that dude on the mound is rattled and he can't figure out his signs and he can't find the strike zone, that's his problem.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to go out there and massage the dude and comfort him and whatever.
But at
if
the
you
same
wasted
time,
your mound visits, that's just poor planning.
But a catcher, so what happens? Umpire says absolutely not. I mean,
yeah, if he runs out there, he says, whoa, 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 hey, that's 7. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you have to pull him.
You're
now.
Done. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. I think it adds. Not only is it going to the whole pace of play thing, I don't think it's really going to be that dramatic of a difference. It's
no,
a small victory in the pace of play argument. But I like the strategy aspect.
Yeah.
I think it's something where you don't realize how many times there is a mound visit. It's you know, you get a guy that
it will definitely speed the game up if that's what they're trying
to
do.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we've talked about it with baseball, Benny P. I think it's an attention span thing. I think it's now it's all these replays. Just go to the red light, green light. Just do it.
I don't like that.
We know it's available.
I don't like it.
That will speed the game up. You don't have umpires going and convening.
I'll tell you what. If you had red light, green light, and you struck out game seven of the World Series looking, you can't turn around and holler at that light box behind you, all right?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's you can't true. Turn around and holler at that light box.
I agree. I think they're going to continue to try to make the sport of baseball more
watchable. Do you think it needs to be faster?
Generation?
Is that something when you're watching baseball, are you ever looking at it where – oh, it's too long. I wish they could just speed this up already.
I don't, but I think that maybe the young generation does.
Okay.
I don't know. I think there have been some games where I'm bottom of the ninth and it's way later than I thought it was going to be. And I'm still sitting in the bleachers in Miller Park. But
yeah. I've never looked at it where it's like, man, if we didn't have all those mound visits.
No.
Man, if that guy would just get to the mound and pitch.
And I like that they've sped up the in-between innings.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's good. You shouldn't have to get 20 pitches in between innings. No. And
throw the ball
three
or four times
and let's go.
Yeah.
Get the box and let's go.
Let's take a quick break. I got to get a refill. And we'll be right back. We're going to do some segments. We're going to do some something or nothing. Questions for Zick. Your 90-second NASCAR recap.
Ooh, it's back,
it's
baby.
It's coming up.
Daytona week.
Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Basement Sports Report. Follow us on Twitter. @PodcastBSR. And this episode is brought to you by Miller Coors.
Ooh.
Not really.
It's not, but their official, unofficial sponsor of BSR.
We're totally going to drink it while we podcast.
Right now we're drinking
but
Coors.
Not, any Miller Coors.
No, not.
Miller High Life Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
Strictly.
Yes. High Life or Coors Banquet, that's it. We don't
don't drink light.
I don't drink light. Shit makes me sick. I don't drink MGD because I'm not at the VFW.
You drink the other shitty Wisconsin beers, though.
Like what?
Blatz.
I mean,
Schlitz,
I'll dabble in the hams. Those are Wisconsin classics. Okay,
staples.
You don't drink them because they're good. You drink them because they're classics.
Because you have to call yourself a Scani.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it Wisconsinite or is it Scani?
I like Scani, but I feel like Scani is the more like new hip term. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm a hipster. Call Scunny. Me Scunny.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I do like listening to you and Two Man Band. When I'm not around, you guys really like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yeah, you get that real southern drawl going on Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. You have like you get a little bit, you always have your Florida accent, but I feel like you're a little bit nicer with the name Wisconsin when you're around me. When you get around your southern friends and it's, oh, yeah, up in Wisconsin.
Up there in Wisconsin.
You really throw that southern twang on it.
It's not derogatory. It's really not derogatory. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see how our boy next week, Latrell Jamer, said. We'll see how he says it.
I'm curious. Yeah, because
he's
from Florida.
Ocala, Florida.
Yeah.
Which is only about an hour north from where I'm from.
Yeah.
So we'll see what
we'll see
he
how he
thinks.
Says it.
And just culture shock.
Yeah.
You come up here.
That is huge.
That's big.
That's what when she said, she gave us a list of like different guys that we could interview. And I saw him and naturally he's a Badger, so I was interested. But then when I saw he was from Florida originally, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect.
No brainer.
This is perfect.
Let's get into a little something or nothing.
Okay.
Instead of questions for Zick, let's just rattle some something or nothings back and forth.
A little spitballing.
So we talked about the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA Celebrity Game was a part of that.
Yeah.
Bubba Watson left the tourney, went and played in the Celebrity Game, goes back to the PGA tourney.
And wins it.
And wins the damn thing. Something or nothing.
That is something. And I'll tell you what, Bubba said he would leave a tournament. He had no problems leaving a tournament to play ball because that's how much fun he has there. And I'll tell you what, if you could do that and come back and win the damn thing.
Win the damn
that's
thing.
That's something.
Tip of the cap to Bubba Watson.
Now,
It's his 10th win.
He did have an air ball during the celebrity game. Wasn't the best, But yeah, that's huge. Come back and win a tournament. You fly out. You sit there and you play your b-ball. Then you run back over to the tournament. You win it. That's huge.
Bubba Watson supposedly has ADD. He's kind of a head case. But he came out. He had a great statement where he said, you know, couldn't putt, couldn't chip, slicing the ball, hooking the ball, head case. He's like, nobody thought Bubba Watson would get to 10 wins, and here we are.
Yeah.
No lessons. It's like, makes a guy like me think.
Bubba's one of those, like.
Makes a guy like me think that if I can drive the ball straight. And then learn how to chip and putt, I'm good.
Mickelson is like everybody's like favorite uncle. Bubba's like your average dude. Like, I could be that guy.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's out there with his pink driver and his stupid visor and...
Whoa. Dude, I rock the high-top visor like Steve Spurrier. I think it's something, too. I think it's pretty
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely something. It was awesome.
All right, I got another one for you. Devin McCourty comes out and says, we all knew Malcolm Butler wasn't going to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Something or nothing.
This shocked me.
Question for Zick. Do you think there's truth to that they all knew?
No. I think this is him towing the company line, and I don't know.
Belichick said, hey, I know you're doing this interview.
Bill was like, here, I'll give you a little Benji on the side, just telling you the whole time, because they interviewed everybody for like 2 weeks after this game, and everybody was like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, and suddenly this guy out of nowhere was like, oh yeah, we knew the whole time, really, because it hasn't leaked from the Super Bowl until now. You're the first guy to say that the entire team knew?
Boston.
Really?
Boston, hit us up at Podcast BSR on Twitter and let us know what
you cannot
you
tell
think.
Me because that the entire...
I don't
he
think
said,
the whole team knew.
He said everybody knew.
We all knew. That was the quote. We all knew Malcolm Butler wasn't going to play in the Super Bowl.
And then it didn't leak from anybody leading up to the Super Bowl.
It's interesting.
And it hasn't leaked since then until now that, we all knew. Really? Really? I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
Because either. I'll tell you what, Malcolm Butler didn't look like he was pissed off all week during, you know, media day, and you didn't hear any turmoil, and all of a sudden it showed up to the game, and it was like, dude, what's going on here?
Question for Zick. The ever so mysterious injury this year of Andrew Luck, and he has come out in the last couple days and said, I will not be getting a second surgery. It is not an option.
That something, ship has sailed.
Something or nothing. Maybe that's not a fair way to put it. Let me put it this way. Do you see Andrew Luck coming back and being what they always thought he would
no.
be?
No. I don't think so.
I think the ship on Andrew Luck being the next Brett Favre, being the next Peyton Manning, that ship has sailed.
Agreed, because he missed an entire season of football last year, kind of unplanned. It wasn't like he's getting surgery and the recovery is he's going to miss a year and come back. It was he's going to recover, and he'll probably play, you know, after 8 games maybe. And then it was, no, we don't know when he's going to play. And then it was, we're going to shut him down to get him healthy. And then it was, we don't know what's going on now during the offseason. Okay, well, how do you not know? This guy has been.
I don't know how you can go close to a full year, not a season.
Without knowing, yes.
This is like
a calendar year.
This is a calendar year. This is 11, 12 months later.
And you still don't know.
And it's like, why aren't you able to throw the football?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you able to rear back and throw the football?
Yeah.
That's what you're paid to do.
To me, when he said, oh, no, second surgery is not an option, that ship has sailed. To me, it's like, it is what it is. It's going to work or it won't, is the way I interpret it.
Yeah, sure.
It's, look, I had the surgery. Either it's going to work or it's not. And if I have to have it again, let's be honest, I'm not going to be the franchise. So I'm going to give her hell And if it works, great. If it doesn't,
I'm gonna start.
That's gonna be the end of Andrew
Luck. High school football camps.
Yeah, because
I'm gonna start looking at being an OC somewhere.
Because I feel that's really how it is. You have a new coach now.
That's tough, man.
You have.
You feel bad for the guy? I kind of do. You know, and I don't usually feel bad. I kind of feel like, man,
this is a guy who had impossibly big shoes to fill.
Sure.
He came in and showed Peyton Manning the door.
Sure.
Basically is what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
And now if injury is the reason that he can't live up to his potential, that sucks. I never like it to be an injury is the reason why somebody fails.
Like, I look at Tony Romo's bummer of a career.
But I don't think it's all injury.
Wasn't all injury.
The end of it was.
Choke artist
moments. He had plenty of opportunities while healthy to do something, and he didn't. Now, yes, was it cut short by injuries? Sure. And could he have done something if he wasn't hurt? Sure.
Sure.
But he had ample opportunities while healthy.
Sure. Yeah, it's a tough situation. I actually hope we get to see him on the field this year, honestly. Speaking of another guy, this is kind of impromptu. Don't have it wrote down, but a guy that there's rumors we may see on the field this year, and that's Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Do you think we see Johnny Manziel play football in the USA this year?
No. I think you'll see him play in the CFL. I think.
What's all this XFL talk?
Yeah, that's not till 2020. So okay. If you're going to see that, you're not going to see that for 2 years. And I think you'll see him in the CFL. I don't think there's a team out there that is willing to take on that type of media storm.
Sure.
For an unproven talent at this point. Now, he said he was diagnosed as bipolar.
Okay.
And he said he's got meds now. It's under control. And
he's supposedly sober.
And yeah, and those are two huge hurdles. And if he was diagnosed with that, then, yeah, you do need to get that under control. And then also the partying and the drinking. And if you're sober, that's great. All right. But now you need to prove yourself because everybody said coming out of college, this is what you were going to be, and then that's what you were. So now it's like, okay, you got to prove all these people wrong. You had your shot, and you pissed it away.
Not only do you got
to have to earn it.
You know, the sob story's great. All the interviews he's been doing and coming out and basically saying, this is what I went through, and I was depressed, and I take full responsibility for pissing my career away.
And that's great. Now you have to earn it back.
Earn it back or fall through the cracks.
Because I'll tell you what, the Browns franchise spent a first-round pick on you.
Yeah. And you hurt them greatly by doing what you
absolutely
did.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it sucks. I get it. You were depressed. You weren't sober. You've cleaned your life. You want to turn it around. You want another shot. Okay, you'll get a shot, but you need to earn it. And if that is through the CFL or whatever, if you got to go up there and throw a football over the mountains to earn your chance, go for it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I don't think you just get a free pass and come back to the NFL and some QB-hungry team.
Not the NFL. Go to Canada and go play professional football.
And could you imagine?
It's professional football. You're going to get paid to play football. There's people that would die for that opportunity.
If you're an NFL GM, are you going to sign him or Colin Kaepernick if you had to sign one?
Oh, that's a damn
good
question.
Firestorm that would happen
either
if Johnny Manziel was suddenly hired and Colin Kaepernick couldn't
still
get another opportunity.
That's tough.
That stuff you have to think about as an NFL GM. If you're going to bring this guy in, not only are you bringing that firestorm, you know Kaepernick's name is going to get brought up.
I think the bigger story here is just a kid that had lost his way is trying
that
to
was
figure
immature.
It out.
He's a guy who was handed the world when he wasn't ready for it.
Yep. And I like that he's getting his shit together. I just hope he's getting his shit together.
And I think that's honestly a huge problem with the NFL, too, is you hand these kids the world, and they're not ready for it. And Von Miller was a prime example. Until DeMarcus Ware came and kind of straightened his ass out, He was getting in trouble. He got suspended. Then he was missing court dates for speeding tickets. And it's like, dude, get your shit together.
I think you've, I'm with you. I'm with you. Speaking of a guy that had to get his shit together and maybe still does, Tampa Bay Buccaneers release Doug Martin. To me, this was unexpected.
Yeah.
Something or nothing.
I think it's something only because they don't have somebody on the roster that you're going to hitch your trailer to, right?
At the same time, they're saying there's a lot of running backs looking for jobs. There was a hot take on Twitter that said, shit, I think there's backups in the league better than Doug Martin. That's tough, man. I don't know.
It isn't. It isn't because I think the last 2 years, was it? He's missed time to injury and or suspension. So they know what life is like without Doug Martin.
So it's not suspension, but Doug Martin's kind of the new Ed Lacy. Just going to kind of...
Yeah, just going to kind of try and latch on somewhere and probably fizzle out, really.
Fizzle out.
Because he had it was another guy. He had a good opportunity and then had a couple injuries. Okay, that's unfortunate. But then he got suspended. And, dude, that's your own fault.
Yep.
And they showed when
he's been suspended a couple of times.
Yes, and when he was gone compared to when he was on the team, can you say you noticed a huge difference? And that tells you right there that...
I don't think so.
He's not worth whatever he's asking for. Because, yeah, you missed him, missed a running back. You didn't miss Doug Martin.
They freed up over I think it's close to $7 million in cap space just by letting him go.
And this is, like I said, this is a team that missed having a running back. It didn't miss having Doug Martin.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you had a running back that was serviceable, this offense is loaded. You've got Jameis, who's supposed to be improving.
I think Jameis is damn near on a prove-it year.
He kind of is. Because you have a loaded offense. You have Evans. You have DeSean Jackson.
When
you
it
have
comes
OJ
contract
Howard,
time,
you
they
have
damn
Cameron Brate.
When it comes contract time, they damn sure ain't going to pay him if he's not,
It'll be interesting
out.
Because it's this league is so quarterback starved right now.
You don't want to get in the carousel.
You don't want to be the guy that lets Jameis go, and then you don't have a quarterback for 15 years. He's serviceable on a different team.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, man, yeah, I know he's not the greatest, but he's way better than the last
guys
we had through.
Puts up Tyrod Taylor numbers.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's okay.
He's okay, but he's also not putting up, Peterman numbers.
Millions to put people around him, though. Yes. I mean, we'll see what happens with the Bucks. I got one last one. I know you've got a couple.
Okay.
The NBA Wine Club. Did you see this?
I did not, but I heard you guys, or I saw you guys in the group text firing some LeBron wine.
Apparently, there's a wine club. If you know nothing about it, neither do I. Okay. What do you got?
I don't have anything about it. You said
what do you? You said you got something or nothing.
Oh, that way. Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't have anything.
Dude,
about
I
the
got
wine
nothing
club.
On the NBA wine club. I could care less if these guys want to drink wine. Real men drink beer.
Yeah,
you understand me?
I agree.
Sip beer.
Sip it. I got a little something for you. It's. I want you to tell me if it's something or nothing.
Fucking.
But it's
wine
got a little
club.
Southern twang to it.
Fucking wine club.
I got the return of the 90-second NASCAR recap.
Nice.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. This weekend was Daytona, baby.
Daytona 500.
Get ready. Here's your 90-second NASCAR recap.
I'm pretty sure Boston was there.
Austin Dillon takes the number 3 car to Victory Lane, the number 3 car in Victory Lane at Daytona for the first time since Dale Earnhardt. Pretty big deal.
Really big deal.
Also, Bubba Waltrip finishing second place, the highest finish ever by an African American at the Daytona 500. He's also the first African American to run full time in ever. It's been
real?
Like 20, 30 years. Yeah. Yeah.
So no black dudes.
No
race.
Black dudes race NASCAR. What's
crazy, man.
What is the bigger deal? Is it the number 3 car back in Victory Lane at Daytona, or is it Bubba Waltrip finishing second?
I think it's the number 3 car.
Isn't that crazy?
Austin
this is
Dillon.
A guy who's breaking racial barriers at the number 3 car. I tell you what, NASCAR... Number 3 car is more important.
I don't know that it's more important is a tough way to put it. I think it's kind of a crazier story.
It's a big deal, right?
So the story behind it, and not to take anything away from this black dude racing.
Bubba Waltrip.
Keep killing it, Bubba. But Austin Dillon meets this young fan before the race and was given a penny by this kid.
Okay.
Which is a similar
the lucky penny story. Because Earnhardt had the same thing. Yeah.
And they taped it to the dashboard.
I love this shit. I eat this shit up.
He had the lucky penny taped to the dashboard, just like Earnhardt did.
Unreal.
Number three car ends up in winner's row. Pretty cool. Pretty cool, right? Just to continue on the NASCAR recap, tip of the cap to Danica Patrick.
Why? She finished 35th and she wrecked.
But it was her last race, and what she's done for...
It was not her last race. It's the Danica double. She's going to do the Indy 500.
Oh, is she?
She's going to do the Indy 500.
All right.
It's her last NASCAR race. She'll be doing the Indy 500.
Okay, last NASCAR race. But what she's done for the sport of NASCAR deserves a tip of the cap.
Okay.
And Aaron Rodgers was in attendance for Danica's last race.
Austin Dillon celebrated his Daytona 500 win. Do you know how he celebrated it?
Chugging champagne?
He got a tattoo of the Daytona 500 logo and the word champ on his ass.
Good for him.
Yeah?
Good for him. Tip of the cap.
Okay, tip of the cap.
You got anything else, or are we going into segments?
No, let's go into segments.
All right, dumbass of the week, I'm going to give to a guy by the name of J.J. Redick.
Oh, I saw this.
He used a slur.
It wasn't good. It was a poor decision.
He said the word chink. In a video.
I don't think that word has ever been appropriated in any context.
Probably not.
God, this pisses me off so much. You, as a professional athlete, as a guy who has so much media attention the time.
And he did it.
How is this ever?
Wishing them like a happy Chinese Christmas or something.
Yes. And you said the word. What the hell?
Ching? You got to know better than that, JJ. He came out and apologized, said that his words got mixed up, and he didn't mean it the way it came out.
Words get messed up?
I don't know, man. And I want to give Dumbass of the Week as well to any fan using racial slurs towards athletes, whether you're at an MLB game. Where we've seen it recently is at NHL hockey games where fans,
they were on the penalty box, right?
And they were yelling basketball at the black guy, at the black hockey player yelling basketball at him. Come on, man.
It's
we should be past that.
We
right?
should be. We should be. People think like just because you bought a ticket that you can say anything, and I think we've talked about this before. You can't.
Razz the players, but there's a line. Don't why is it gotta go to race?
It doesn't have to. It never has to. And I just don't understand why people think it's okay to if you want to talk about the guy's game. About how he hasn't made a goal in forever, or he can't skate, or whatever. That's fine. Now you're going to sit here and make all these racial comments towards the guy?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
My dumbass of the week goes to Justin Bieber. I don't know if you saw him. Biebs.
Shit.
It goes to Biebs. Acting a fool. I retweeted this clip. It's a clip of him before the Celebrity All-Star Game. He's walking around shirtless, the only guy in the room shirtless, of course. He's got his hair looking. He looks like a meth addict. And this guy comes up to interview him, and he starts doing all the little hand movements, and then he goes for like the fake high five. They mess it up. It turns into like half a bro hug, like trying to save it, and then he does like some other little dance, like he's just king shit. I hate everything about Justin Bieber right now.
So you're giving him dumbass of the week
because he looks like a dumbass.
If you look like a dumbass,
be a professional.
You get dumbass.
Be
of
a
the
professional.
Week. I got worse weekend than you.
Okay.
Goes to Yancy Medeiros. First off, your name's Yancy.
Yeah.
You probably got called Yancy Boy, Yancy Waist.
Oh, this is a guy.
This is a dude.
Okay.
And he got knocked out by the cowboy, Donald Cerrone.
Okay.
Who now shares the UFC all-time win record with GSP and Bisping, by
nice,
the way,
I like the cowboy.
At 20 wins. He's always got his cowboy hat on looking like a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah.
But my thing is, you got knocked out and your name is Yancy.
Yeah.
That's a worse weekend than I had. But I want to go further. Why does nobody care that this fight happened this weekend?
Nobody cares about UFC anymore.
Yeah,
because Conor McGregor's not fighting.
It's still struggling.
It's struggling big time. You have John Bones Jones,
I guess, making a 10th
comeback or something, and nobody cares.
Because
you have McGregor who's not fighting. Nobody cares. Ronda's in WWE now.
Nobody
cares.
Yeah.
The UFC doesn't have the drawing power that it used to. It really doesn't.
I agree.
I got a little something for This Is Electric.
All right.
I retweeted this, and I just got to give kudos to these kids. Two guys went to see Black Panther this weekend, and I don't know if you saw this clip. There are two gentlemen. They are on each other's shoulders, dressed in a giant trench coat to do the two for one.
Yes.
It's making its rounds. Electric. Absolutely electric. Just like in the old cartoons, there is a guy sitting on top of another guy with a giant trench coat, a fedora, and sunglasses.
That's electric.
In line at the movie theater trying to get a two for one ticket.
It's electric.
I love it. It's electric.
Can you imagine being behind the window and going?
I would give it to him.
I would go.
You've earned it. You've earned it. You have absolutely earned it.
Have fun. Better not have any popcorn under that jacket.
No popcorn.
That is electric. I had This Is Electric, Nate Diaz with a joint rolling in his
blunt. Yeah.
Was on TV, flicks the lighter and everything. Another worse weekend than you, Louisville. Stripped of their wins and their 2013 national championship.
Oh, that was the last one. I forgot. That was the last one I was going to have for Big Deal, Little Deal. Is it a big deal?
I think so.
Is it?
No.
It's not a big deal because you know what? Yeah, you stripped them. Those but everybody kids
got
knows.
Those rings.
Yes, they got their rings. And somebody even tweeted out, one of the players said, "You can take whatever you want. I still got this fat ass ring."
Yeah, we all know I won the championship.
We won the championship. And it's going to say whatever. It's going to be
so they stripped it
no
due
contest
to,
or whatever.
They stripped it. It'll have an asterisk.
Yeah.
But they stripped it due to paying players. Is that what it was?
No, it was the strippers in the dorm rooms. For
that's college.
I think it was recruiting or whatever. No, it was something. It was like paid for by the university.
Okay. All right, then that's pay to play.
It was paid for by the coaches whatever. Yeah,
even if you're paying strippers, that's pay to play.
So you now the thing is, okay, so you
some guys prefer tattoos and clothes, others prefer strippers.
So you took
it's like same thing. You know?
You took this title away, and you also vacated like. It was like 30 wins or something like that. Okay. Whatever. You vacated all those wins. And now you forget Louisville's in the middle of a scandal that lost their coach, their AD, their president, their dean. Like just about everybody from Louisville had to lose their jobs.
It's tough.
What is going to happen now? You haven't even been penalized for that yet. Does Louisville, do they need to swing the hammer at Louisville? Are you talking like death penalty here?
I think they're going to swing the hammer at Louisville.
Okay.
I think it's going to happen, but I don't know if they need to. I think they need to adapt the ruling.
That you can pay for strippers?
I don't know about pay for strippers, but they need to. What does stripping the wins do?
You know nothing, what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. These other teams,
nothing.
What are you going to do?
You
can't
gotta keep them out of the tourney for the next couple years. Is the
that's
only
exactly
way
you need to do that, or you need to pull scholarships?
Yeah, one of the two.
You can't. You make, cannot offer a scholarship.
I like pulling scholarships because those kids will get scholarships somewhere else.
Exactly. So it's you want to recruit? Fine. You can't hand out.
It doesn't hurt. It only hurts the students that are still at that school.
You lose two scholarships, is what it is.
Sure.
And then it's all right. Well. Sorry, we can't get that many recruits.
Pull a couple
next year.
Scholarships and say you're ineligible for any postseason tournaments.
Yep.
Even the NIT, you can't go play.
Yep.
You don't get to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Okay.
I've got a couple shout outs I'm going to do.
Ooh, okay.
So Daytona, BSR shout out. 5-star lids gets him the W.
Okay.
T. Winston,
he should know. He's a big NASCAR guy.
He's a NASCAR guy. T. Winston, 28, comes in second and gets some money. And myself came in third place.
How much did that pay?
At $0. Ugh, so there's no point in even bringing it up.
Yeah. Number three, though, just like Earnhardt.
Yeah, number three.
So keep that going.
Birdman KP won the one for the golf for the PGA tourney, and it was only those that made the cut. He took him home some money as well. Get in the DraftKings League. At Podcast BSR, we'll tweet them out. And we're going to put leagues up all through the offseason.
One other thing I wanted to hit you with. So, March Madness, right around the corner, right?
Yeah, it's coming up.
The big story lately is Oklahoma basketball.
Yeah.
They are just getting destroyed. They have Trae Young. They have lost their last, it's like 9 out of 10 games or something like
that's
that.
That's tough. A lot of expectations, man.
Right now, they're, I believe, a 12-loss team. How many losses can you get in the tournament with? They have three games left.
I don't know.
Last year, there were five teams with 13 losses in the tournament. If they lose two of their next three, is Oklahoma and ESPN's golden child, Trae Young, not going to be in the tournament?
I hope so. This is electric. They keep Oklahoma out of the tourney.
Okay.
They'll go win the NIT. So
yeah, they will. Yeah.
Hit us up. We are at Podcast BSR on Twitter, Facebook, Google Play, CastBox, Podbean, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us as well as at 12 Ounce Sports on Twitter, 12OunceSportsRadio.com. When you get to work in the morning, just 12OunceSportsRadio.com. And eventually you'll hear us. You'll hear a bunch of other awesome podcasts. Click articles at the top of the page. Check out the BSR blog, brand new BSR blog. Shout out to the insiders putting in work on that. I'm going to give you a little crash course when we get done.
I like it. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Natrell Jamerson.
And
get
it is
ready.
Exclusive.
Exclusive for 1 week, 12-Ounce Sports Radio.
So go 12OunceSportsRadio.com on Thursday of next week, and you can hear that interview because we're going to give it to 12-Ounce first. They deserve it. Take care of us. Scratch our back. We're going to scratch yours. And what else? Chair Shot Radio. PC Tunney, Chair Shot Radio. You can check us out there, but hit us up at Podcast BSR. We will see you next time.